Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Allah is always close and answers the one who calls upon him. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who is exalted in his majesty. He is the one who responds to the desperate person whenever he calls upon him. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and have taqwa of Allah in order that you may succeed. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. And when my servants ask you concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the supplication of the caller when he calls upon me. In this noble verse, our Lord informs us of his closeness to us, and he promises us that he answers those who sincerely call upon him. So in this verse, we can see how the act of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the greatest forms of worship, being from the most noble of acts. For it opens up a door of closeness, qurba, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنَ الدُّعَى. He said, there is nothing more honorable before Allah or with Allah than the act of supplication. For this reason, we can say that any person who we see is being given to sincere supplication is a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never facilitate the means to attain his closeness through supplication for such a person, except that he wishes to grant him that. Whether such a supplication be answered in this life or be stored up for him in the next. And so the power of such supplication or dua was alluded to by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he mentioned how sincere dua can alter the divine decree himself, as he was reported to have said, لا يرد القضاء إلا الدعاء. Nothing but supplication averts the decree. Slaves of Allah, O believers. There are many factors and means that can help ensure that our supplications are answered. And these include being persistent in doing lots of supplication. For such persistence would be consistent with the way of the prophets. Upon them all be peace. For the Quran praises them by saying about the prophets, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. Indeed, they used to hasten to good deeds and supplicate us in hope and fear. Likewise, we should be repetitive in our supplications, for this would be emulating the way of our Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who often, whilst he was making supplication, would repeat specific supplications three times. Also, one of the things that helps our dua being answered is having a heart full of reverence and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic, this is called khashya. And this entails that we also have husna dhan, a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we be certain that he will respond to our dua in the best of ways with regards to whatever it is we ask. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Supplicate to Allah whilst you are assured of your du'as being answered. Finally, from the means that help ensure our supplications are answered is that we conjoin our supplications with the doing of good deeds. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم. And their Lord responded to them and said, never will I allow to be lost the work of any of those who work amongst you. Right? And so the idea is that if we work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He will give us the tawfiq in whatever we do. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so in the Quran, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. And when affliction touches man, he calls upon us, whether lying on his side or sitting or standing. Brothers and sisters, currently the world in its entirety and humanity at large is in a state of affliction with the current pandemic. It has engulfed all parts of the world, and so it serves as a reminder to us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know that there is no escape except through Him and to Him. And this is the means by which we take our sincere hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should engage in sincere supplication, making dua for all of the people in this time and turning to Him and asking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal this nation. Oh Allah, raise from us this pandemic and heal all of those afflicted by it. Heal us all from all illnesses, be they inward or outward. And heal us, Ya Rabb, from the illness and sickness of being turned away from You. Oh Allah, turn us to a life lived for You. Make us from those who You love, those whose supplications are always answered. For indeed, You are the all-hearing, the all-seeing. You are the one who answers those who call, whensoever they call upon You sincerely. Oh Allah, enable us to be of those who are sincere, who make sincere supplications to You. Oh Allah, I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for You, O listeners. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.